I always think of it as being what women want to get out of it. You can go along to your local WI once a month and listen to a speaker and have a cup of coffee or tea, and if that's all you want to, that's fine. But on the other hand, if you really want to get involved with the broader issues, we do one of our main functions is to campaign on behalf of not just women, but the community as well. We have competitions, we have craft things, we do sports and leisure and you name it, we do it.
So it's far more than just that monthly meeting in the village hall?
It can be, but if that's all a member wants, then that's fine. Because, as I say, it's what members want. It's their organisation. They do what they want and get what they want out of it. I'm a fairly recent convert to the WI. I only joined in 2000 and had no previous family history of it. And I think it's a wonderful organisation. And I think we've kept up with the times. I know a lot of people think it's only for ladies of a certain age, but we've got lots of younger members now. And where at one time we only had institutes in rural communities, now we have them in towns and cities. I mean, we have three in Norwich, we've got two in North Walsham, in various other towns, King's Lynn, and across the country, you know, even in some of the bigger cities, there are lots of them, because it's a safe place for women to meet on a level playing field with everybody else. It's a very democratic organisation. But as I say, nobody's forced to do anything they don't want to do, but it's there if you want to.
We saw quite a lot of the WI in the war years in recent TV programme. Do you find that's helped?
Yes and no. We're very proud of our Jam and Jerusalem heritage, but on the other hand, we are more than that. But we do look back. I mean, last year was our centenary, and we enjoyed looking back at the things we've done, but we try to look forward, and as I say, I think we've tried to keep up with the times, and giving younger women what they want.
And how do you find attracting new younger members?
We're finding that it's very much that they're coming to join us, but they look around and they think, right, we would like... it's often a group of young women who get together and think, we would like to do this. What we're finding is that some of our older members are not leaving, but finding it more difficult to get, because obviously once you get past a certain age in a rural community with our wonderful non-public bus services, you can't get to places. So they're tending to leave us because of circumstances. And the younger women are tending to look, as I say, in towns rather than rural communities. Although a lot of WIs have a very broad age range. You know, younger people move into villages. That's how I joined. I moved out of Norwich and realised that I knew nobody in the village. So I joined and I've never looked back. So it's... A lot of women also say, oh, well, when I retire. And you think, you don't have to be retired. You know, you can join when you're still working. I did. And you just dip into it as you want.